This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Friday, October 9th, 2020. Today you'll hear about the FBI thwarting a plot by Michigan thugs, Kamala Harris' history lesson blows up, the ATF is making up rules about guns again, Trump says he will not participate in an online debate with Biden, and Indiana Republicans are thinking about electing a libertarian. Remember, if you come across a news story you think we might need to cover, please send it to news@crosspolitik.com. This is a great way to share articles and stories with us that may end up in our daily or weekly shows. news@crosspolitik.com. Michigan militia gives a bad name to all militias.
Last night, the FBI and Michigan State Police arrested six individuals charged in a federal complaint with conspiring to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. According to the complaint, unsealed this morning, Adam Fox, Barry Croft, Ty Garbin, Caleb Franks, Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta conspired to kidnap the governor from her vacation home in the Western District of Michigan before the November election.
This kind of thing is a blow to all the peaceful efforts to hem Governor Whitmer in by law, like Paul Hill's murder of the abortion doctor back in the day. This kind of foolishness sets back the efforts of biblically motivated Christians who want to resist tyrannical regulations biblically and peacefully. Of course, the irony is that if these were BLM or Antifa agitators conspiring to throw fireworks at police officers or burn down a Target or a police station, there would be nothing you could do about it. And unfortunately, that kind of double standard breeds this kind of violent scheming. It's not right at all, but when you are capricious, when you are arbitrary, you will breed this kind of violent scheming. At the same time, this video from one of the men plotting against Governor Whitmer makes it clear that these guys are not even partially Trumpers. They're simply anarchists.
Trump is not your friend, dude. And it amazes me that people actually, like, believe that when he's shown over and over and over again that he's a tyrant. Every single person that works for government is your enemy, dude.
Kamala Harris tried to school Pence at the vice presidential debate in history, except she forgot that liberals don't know history.
I'm so glad we went through a little history lesson. Let's do that a little more. In 1864...
Well, I'd like you to answer the question.
Now, yes. Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. Okay. In 1864, one of the, I think, political heroes, certainly of the president, I assume of you also, Mr. Vice President, is Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln was up for re-election. And it was 27 days before the election, and a seat became open on the United States Supreme Court. Abraham Lincoln's party was in charge not only of the White House, but the Senate. But Honest Abe said, it's not the right thing to do. The American people deserve to make the decision about who will be the next president of the United States, and then that person can select who will serve for a lifetime on the highest court of our land. And so Joe and I are very clear. The American people are voting right now, and it should be their decision about who will serve on this most important body for a lifetime.
The problem with this is threefold. First, there's no historical record that Honest Abe said anything remotely close to, it's not the right thing to do. Historians have never found such a statement. This is complete inference. She's putting words in his mouth, which is something that progressives like to do. They don't mind putting words in anybody's mouth, and including the people who wrote the Constitution. Second, when Supreme Court Justice Roger Taney died in October 1864, 27 days before the next presidential election, that much is true. The Senate was not even in session. So there was no point in announcing his nomination at that point. The Senate wouldn't even be able to act on it. So that's problematic, Ms. Harris. But third, and the real clincher for why Kamala doesn't really score any points, especially not history points with this, is the fact that Lincoln did nominate his replacement justice the minute the Senate came back into session in December. His nomination, Salmon Chase, was confirmed the very same day. Hey, just a reminder that all the talks from this year's Fight Laugh Feast Conference, Weapons for This War, are up in the club member portal. All you club members, hopefully you are sitting in a pile of happiness listening and watching to all those talks. And if you're not already a club member, what are you waiting for? Go to fightlaughfeast.com and become a member today. Get access to all the talks. Doug Wilson, George Grant, David Bonson, Jeff Durbin, Glenn Sunshine. I'm probably missing somebody. Much more. Next year's conference has been scheduled for October 14th through the 16th back in Franklin, Tennessee. Mark your calendars now. The theme is Politics of Sex. In the meantime, check out this year's talks. ATF making up rules again. You know, ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and explosives, none of which are any of the government's business. When God established the civil magistrate, he did not establish the ATF. He did not give the civil magistrate the job of regulating alcohol, tobacco, firearms, or even really explosives, except when people use these things to actually commit crimes. Then, when crimes have been committed, they are to punish criminals according to the law. That's it. Not making up rules. Anyways, in August, ATF issued a cease and desist order to halt the production of the Honey Badger AR pistol. According to a letter from the Bureau that surfaced this week, the Q LLC Honey Badger pistol fires the 300 blackout cartridge, sports barrel length under 16 inches, and uses a pistol arm brace, which traditionally allowed a firearm to be classified as a pistol. Pretty clever. I like these people. Under ATF guidelines, even though it is visually similar to a rifle. This is from the Daily Caller. However, the ATF decided the Honey Badger was not a pistol on August 3rd. They also decided that water runs uphill. Also, in other news, our government thinks that boys can become girls and girls can become boys. Anyways, they sent Q LLC a notice to cease production. Because, you know, the government thinks it can control people's businesses. It can get up in their business. It can classify your business as essential or non-essential. It can also order you to put pieces of cloth over your face like you are a Muslim woman. Pistol classification allows citizens to own rifle-style compact pistols with short barrels without incurring a $200 tax stamp and registration status with the Bureau, according to the Silencer Central. Because they make up rules. These people are not even elected, by the way. This is a government. I mean, Trump needed to kill it. Anyways, ATF decided that the Honey Badger was a short-barreled rifle, which probably is, but it's none of their business, and not a pistol after countless units were purchased by the public, meaning those that own the weapon in question may be considered felons for possessing unregistered SBRs. Right. Short-barreled rifles. Anyways, this is wickedness. This is evil. This is capricious. You can't just move the measuring rod at various random times. This is how tyranny happens. But it looks like it goes back to the National Firearms Act, which we should probably get repealed. In response, Q has ceased all production of the Honey Badger pistol and submitted a comprehensive letter to ATF and the Department of Justice stating why we disagree with this classification, the company wrote on October 6th in their public announcement. ATF determined that the intent of the pistol was to be fired from the shoulder in their August 3rd cease and desist letter, you think? The problem, though, is, again, just get out of this business. Stop. Which formed the basis of their classification of the weapon as a rifle. Attorneys for Q responded in a letter September 2nd, linked in its October 6th announcement, that said thousands of its customers have always regarded this firearm to be a pistol. Right? You see what's going on here? Everybody regards it as this. Well, that's because it was originally classified as that, and now they're taking it back. This is capricious. This is arbitrary. Anyways, the company said it intends to fight the ruling, but advised its customers that if they already own a Honey Badger, to take steps to disassemble the firearm and either transfer the upper portion either onto a registered SBR lower or a compliant pistol lower, or register the lower portion as an SBR until guidance is offered, according to its public letter. They warned customers that failure to do so may result in up to 10 years of imprisonment or $10,000 fine. Welcome to the regulatory state. Republican Florida Representative Matt Gaetz sounded the alarm about a possible looming ATF decision on one type of pistol brace owned by over 700,000 Americans back in June. FLF Magazine. Remember, we unveiled the brand new Fight Laugh Feast magazine at our recent conference. Our Fight Laugh Feast magazine is awesome. We don't water down our theology. Why would we water down our scotch? That's because this magazine is like a 21-year Balvenie. Order a yearly subscription for yourself and then send this scotch that is in disguise as a magazine to your friends who have been drinking lukewarm evangelical Kool-Aid or maybe grape juice in communion. Every quarter, we promise quality food for the soul, wine for the heart, because that's what Jesus made at the wedding, and some Red Bull for turning over tables. Our magazine will include cultural commentary, a psalm of the quarter, recipes for feasting, laughter sprinkled throughout the glossy pages, and more. Annual subscriptions are just $40. That's $10 for each issue, four issues. Sign up. Enjoy our Fight Laugh Feast magazine disguised scotch. Go to flfnetwork.com, click on products, and then Fight Laugh Feast magazine. Subscribe today. Trump says he won't participate in an online debate.
I heard that the commission a little while ago changed the debate style, and that's not acceptable to us. I beat him easily in the first debate, according to the polls that I've seen, but I beat him easily. I felt I beat him easily. I think he felt it, too. He wouldn't answer any questions, and he had the protection of Chris Wallace all night long. It was I thought Chris Wallace was a disaster. But I beat him in the first debate. At the second debate, we have a never-Trumper as a host, but that's okay because I beat him in the second debate also. But I'm not going to do a virtual debate.
So Mr. President, you're not going to do it because the CPD, the Commission on Presidential Debates, announcing this morning that the second presidential debate will be virtual. Are you saying you're not going to participate?
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating is all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want. I have a host who I always thought was a nice guy, but I see he's a never-Trumper.
Next up from our news inbox, Indiana Republicans might elect a Libertarian for governor. The big question among Indiana Republicans this year is this. Are you voting straight ticket Republican or are you voting straight Donalds? This is from InsideSources.com. I don't even know what that means. Voting straight Donalds means, oh good, they define it for me, a vote for Donald Trump for president and for Libertarian candidate Donald Rainwater. Oh, I get it. Donald's. See, Donald, I see what they did there. Yeah, Donald Rainwater is running as a Libertarian for governor of Indiana. For the first time in the history of the state, a Libertarian candidate could conceivably win the Indiana governor's race. Support for incumbent Republican Eric Holcomb has dropped precipitously. From 64 percentage points in May down to 36 in September in a recent poll of 1,000 likely voters. The Democrat, Woody Myers, came in at 30% and in the same poll with Rainwater at 24%. Though many people haven't even heard of him, there was 10% undecided. The Facebook page Indiana Republicans Against Eric Holcomb has around 4,900 members whose anger at the governor rages throughout the day. That's an interesting description. Their biggest complaints are the governor's order shutting down businesses. Oh, really? His statewide mask mandate issued in July and the fact that he allowed Planned Parenthood to continue performing abortions during the early stages of the shutdown when all other doctors' offices were forced to remain closed. Yeah, I'd say send that guy packing. A listener tells me that while Rainwater's platform is a fairly generic, traditional, watered-down pro-life position, better than most libertarians, he has heard a rumor that Rainwater has promised to sign a complete ban of abortion if it in fact came across his desk. So there's that. This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik News. Remember to send us stories and articles that you think we should cover at news@crosspolitik.com. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitik.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight, Laugh, Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media. Become a Fight, Laugh, Feast club member, you know. For as long as the CrossPolitik gods smile upon the land, get your very own Fight, Laugh, Feast t-shirt and live and archive access to all the talks at our first annual Fight, Laugh, Feast conference. Become a member now. Have a great day.